Network Marketing 2.0, episode 049. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com. Also, I'm going to give you a free ticket to my live, my workshop that I do on the internet. It's called Network Marketing 2.0 Recruiting Workshop. So get access to that.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On today's episode, I want to talk to you a little bit about recruiting into your network marketing or MLM business. It's going to be fun. What I'm about to share with you is a big lesson that I'm starting to learn on a daily basis. Okay, it's an ongoing battle. I have to literally pay attention to this part of my business. It may sound very simple, but it's actually a very, very, a very scary part of the business, because it's very easy to fall back into the traps of chasing after technology, chasing after the newest and brightest, I guess that's a word, shining object out there. But I want to help you find a balance. As of recent, I'm not the one to preach against shiny objects any longer, because sometimes that's just the journey that you have to get through before you find success. But I want to save you a little bit of time by sharing this lesson with you. You know, sometimes when you're building your business, like I said, there's a lot of products, technology product that's being sold out there. And I wanted to make sure that you understand the balance between moving forward and technology. Technology is a great thing, okay? Using technology in your business, leveraging technology to recruit into your business is a fantastic thing. But like anything else, it's a double-edged sword, okay? So if you're not too careful, you can find yourself digging holes that you're only going to get into and get deeper and deeper, never get out of, because actually the success is already on the inside of you. When I first started back in 2005 in my business, I didn't use a lot of technology. Okay, I had a automation mind. I did automate a few things, but quite a lot of the technologies that's available to us today, I did not use. You know, I didn't need to. Because I was in the trenches and I was talking to people. Funny enough, I was using attraction marketing at the time as well. This is the biggest mistake that people make. This is one big mistake that people make all the time. They confuse attraction marketing with technology, with the use of technology. Let me give you a newsflash. Those two things are two different things. Okay? Attraction marketing is a total different thing entirely from the use of technology, the use of the autoresponders, the idea of using technology to recruit people in your sleep, right? See, if we remove the whole technology that we have today, we remove the computers, if we remove the internet, you and I can still practice attraction marketing, okay? Attraction marketing is exactly what it sounds like. It's exactly what it sounds like. Attraction marketing means you're attracting people as opposed to chasing after them. You're pulling people to you as opposed to pushing them to do something. And the way we do that, obviously, is by reverse engineering what they want compared to what we want. Okay? So you as a business owner, clearly you want to be profitable. You want to build a business. You want to build a thriving and a viable, profitable business. Right? But your customers want something too. And unless you stop worrying about yourself for a second and start worrying about what your customers, your potential prospects, your potential customers and your prospects, unless you start worrying about what they want, you will continue to struggle to create a profitable business. Does that make sense? So that what I just said has nothing to do with technology. It has nothing to do with the plugins. But here's the biggest mistake that most people make. they get into this world of internet marketing. They got sold on the idea of attraction marketing, which is a fantastic thing, which I absolutely preach. But then they get lost in the middle of technology. They get lost in the plugins. They get lost in the setting up of the blogs. They get lost in the setting up of the autoresponders. They get lost in the automation of the prospecting part of the system. You know, let me teach you something, okay? There's nothing ever that's ever going to replace. There's nothing that will ever replace digging deeper and building relationship, authentic relationship with people, okay? There's nothing that's going to replace people in your business, essentially. So in other words, if your job, if what you're trying to do, if you're attempting to replace people, if you're not a people's person, but you're attempting to replace people, you're making a big mistake, okay? So the difference between me and the traditional guys is that I still deal with people. I still take care of people. I'm still all about people. I'm still building relationship with people and helping people solve their problem. For the traditional guys, they're pushing people, right? They're hard selling people to allow them to help them. See, I don't hard sell. That's the difference. The only difference is I don't hard sell, okay? Why? Not because I just don't have to do it, okay? I attract people to me, okay? But I still deal with people. If somebody contact me and they ask a simple question, no matter how stupid the question is, I answer it. But you know what? It's a deliberate thing that I do. All right. For example, somebody just sent an email in and said, is this Empower Network? Normally, before now, I would consider that a stupid question because you have to go to the video and find out it's not Empower Network. But today, right now, I take the time. I said, no, it's not Empower Network. If you want to get started with us, here's the link. So the extra engagement means the world. Okay. It means the difference between $1 million earner and $10,000 earner. It means all kind of difference, okay? So that's my tip for you today. Don't confuse attraction marketing with using technology. Technology, absolutely. Using technology is actually a minimum wage activity. They're actually minimum wage activities. Attraction marketing is $1 million earner activity, and it's all in the mindset. It has nothing to do with the technology. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next Two Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.